Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class? Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, tell me. We'll get you one of these schedules. Everyone that reads the Bible through is going to get a big blessing. The Lord will reward you. I cannot, but He will. Has ever changed. Not going to change. Where's our memory verse? Psalm 73:24. What's it say? Thou shalt... That's terrible. Let's try it again. Psalm 73:24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Together. Good. Again. Good. One more time. I've got a new quote I'm trying to get in my heart. I'm trying to incorporate it in my heart. It said, God doesn't need important people. He already has an important message. pretty good deal. What book are we in?
1 John.
1 John is correct. What chapter? 4 is correct. We're down there around verse 7. Brother Charlie, would you pray for us?
Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for this book.
Yes. Three misconceptions that man has. And man has many, but we had three of them. Then in chapter 2, we saw some proof that one really knows God. Then in chapter 3, we're looking at some proofs. 3 and 4, proofs that one really loves God. And we ended up in chapter 4, starting in verse 7. A little bit of review here. Loving one another. Well, Brother Rick, who are we going to love? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Bible always has the answer. Right here it is in verse 7. It said, "Beloved, let us love one another." That's easy, isn't it? See, it's easy to love y'all. I think it's easy to love y'all. "Beloved, let us love one another." That's who we're going to love. Why? Why would we love one another? It goes on. "For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." There's a good reason right there. Then he goes ahead and proves his love. This is more than I can comprehend. I believe it, but it's big. Verse 9, "And this was manifested, the love of God, or made known the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world." Now, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have gave a son for an enemy. I wouldn't do it. I'll just tell you up front. God did it. God sent His Son when I was His enemy so He could make peace with us. So I could be grafted in. God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. See, some will tell you, "I can't live it." Well, it's a fact. It's a scientific fact. I can't live it and you can't live it. But He sent His Son so He could live it through us.
Right.
Yeah. Verse 10. "Herein is love, not that we love God." And we looked at this some last week. "But that He loved us." It's nothing that I would love Him after all He's done for me. It would be only the natural reciprocation if I would love Him. It's nothing that I love Him. The most amazing thing I've never got over is He loved me. But guess what? That's not all. And sent His Son. He loved and sent. He didn't just love us. He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The propitiation is the payment. It's not just the payment, but it's the accepted payment. God accepted the payment. That was God's blood that run down Calvary. And God, the Father, accepted the payment that His Son paid. What Son are you talking about, Brother Rick? Well, I'm talking about the Son of the Most High.
Right.
The Son of David. The Son of Mary. The Son of God. And He's the Son of God, but that's not always God with us.
Right.
The sun doesn't just shine in one backyard. It doesn't just shine on one tree. The sun didn't just shine on one tree. It doesn't just shine on one river. See, He shined in your backyard too. I'm talking about the Son that was a prophet, priest, and king. See, I knew He was a prophet, priest, king, good man. I didn't know He was God. I was lost and I didn't know. I'm talking about the Messiah. The Advocate is the Son I'm talking about. The Anointed One. from heaven. The author and the finisher, the beginning and the ender of salvation. He is salvation. The Alpha and Omega. If you have Jesus in your heart, you're going up when He comes back. If you don't, you're not. Jesus is salvation.
Right.
Salvation's in a man. It's not in a plan. I'm talking about the bridegroom. The bride and morning star. This is who God sent when He sent His Son. He sent the captain. He sent the deliverer. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. He sent the forerunner. He was the friend of sinners. That's how I got in.
Yeah.
That's how I got in. He sent God. It was God that came. The high priest, the holy one, the holy child. That's who came. That's who came. That's who He sent. The great I am. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life, the resurrection, the light of the world, the bread of life, the true vine, the door. That's who He sent. When He sent His Son, that's who He sent. That's who He sent. He said, I'm the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. He's the Savior. Let's read on a little bit. That was verse 10. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His capital S Spirit. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. The capital S Savior. He sent the Son. He sent the Savior. He sent the perfect sinless substitute. The sacrifice for my sin. He sent the seed. When He sent His Son, He sent the seed so you could get in. The Lamb of God. The line of the tribe of Judah. That's who came. The lawgiver. The big L. The big O. The big R. The big D. The Lord. That's who came. That's who He sent. The Master. The mighty God. That's who He sent. To the composer of the Song of Solomon, He's altogether loving. To the builder, He's the sure foundation. To the architect, He's the chief cornerstone. That's who He sent. To Malachi the astronomer, He's the Son of Righteousness with healing in His wings. That's who He sent when He sent. Three times here in this chapter He said He sent. To the baker, He's the bread of life. That's who He sent. To the banker, He's the pearl of great price and the treasure hidden in the field. Capital T. To the carpenter, He's the door. To the doctor, He's the great physician. That's who He said. That's who God said when He sent His Son.
Yes,
to the navigator, He's the new way. To the believer, He's the living way. Any believers in here this morning?
Yes,
He's the new and living way. To the farmer, He's the sower and the Lord of the harvest. Who was He? He's the one that forgave us. He's the one that justified us, reconciled us, sanctified us. He adopted us. I got included in. He's the one that redeemed us, that bought us back off the slave market. That's who He sent.
Yeah, amen.
When the Father sent the Son, that's who He sent. According to all He hath promised, there hath not failed one word of all His good promise. That's who He sent. The promise. What about His promises? His power over. He sent the one who had power over disease, over demons, over men, over nature, over sin, over traditions, over death. That's who He sent.
Right.
That's who He sent. He sent the one that knew the whereabouts of Nathaniel. He knew where he was. He knew Judas's plot. He knew the Pharisee's heart. He knows my heart, my wicked heart. He knew the scribe's thoughts. He knew the woman's past.
Yeah.
He's worshipped by, as God, by the angels. Angels worshipped Him. Shepherds worshipped Him. Lepers worshipped Him. Rulers worshipped Him. Mothers worshipped Him. Maniacs worshipped Him. And Thomas worshipped Him. You can get in on it if you want. You can get in. That's 14. Let's read it again. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the capital S Son to be the capital S Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. That's the definition in math. Is the equal sign. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. See, it's our belief. Right here it says, and we have known and believed. You believe it this morning?
Yes, sir.
It's a lot more fun if you believe it.
Yes.
It's our belief that affects my behavior. And then it affects my boldness in 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in the world. Now, it's never been down through history with any religion that you'd have boldness on the day of judgment. It just doesn't happen. It's going to have to be in Christ. It's going to have to be in the Savior.
Right.
It's going to have to be in the Son that the God sent. Boldness on the day of judgment. And here's why. Because as He is, so are we in the world.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't say as He was. See, He was subject to Mary and Joseph, but not anymore. Not anymore. He did learn obedience by the things that He suffered, but not anymore. That's not how He is now. He's not suffering now. As He is, so are we in the world. That was God's plan all along, so that I would be as He is.
Right.
That's what He's wanting, is for me to be like Him. That's why He came. The Lord lived a different life when He was on earth than He is living now. You lived a different life before Christ came in. You lived different before. It's different now. It's better now. It's different now. It's not as He was. It's as He is. It says, as He is, so are we in the world. Well, right now, He's a priest. And if I go over to Revelation, we go to Revelation 1, we've been made priest and king. Said God loved us and made us priest and king. So you're a priest now. He's a priest now. As He is, so are we in the world. A priest prays for the people. He's interceding for us right now. Guess what? You're interceding for Brother Darrell and Sister Abby and Janet King. You're and Charlene. You're interceding for us. As He is, so are we in the world. That's what the book says. That's what the book says. I can't change it. As He is, so are we in the world. See, we're already glorified, according to the book. It's the song says, I'm just waiting on my brand new body. I'm already over there. See, just waiting on my brand new body. As He is, so are we. He's interceding. He's interceding. The Son of God has become the Son of Man, so the sons and daughters of men might become the sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
As He is, so are we in this world now. Another example of that is Elijah and Elisha. Elisha kept his eyes on the Master. And then there was a man in heaven and a man here. And the man that was left here did the kind of miracles the guy in heaven did. That's another picture. As He is, so are we in the world. This is part of a song. The title is, I Would Be Like Jesus. It says, earthly pleasures vainly call me, I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home, in the throne.
Yeah.
Be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus. I would like to be. I wish I was. There was a orphan standing outside a shoe shop looking in the window, and this rich woman come along and said, "What are you doing, son?" He said, "I'm praying for a pair of shoes." She said, "Let's go inside." They went inside. She got some water, washed his feet, hands, and face. Got him a brand new pair of socks and put on him. Got him a pair of comfortable boots that fit just right. Put on him. And he couldn't hardly believe it. Couldn't get over it. He said, "Ma'am, are you Christ's wife?" That's how we can be bold in the day of judgment. That's how we can do it right there. If I would just live like her. As he is, so are we in the world. It's causeless love. There was no cause. There was no rhyme or reason why God would send his son. We just read it the other day in Deuteronomy. God loves us because he loved us. That's it. And if that's not enough, I'll just go ahead and tell you God loved us because he loved us. There was no cause for God to send his son. There was no cause. It was causeless love. And it was timeless love. It'll be going on throughout all eternity. He'll be loving us, and you can't stop him, and I can't stop him. He's going to love us. That's what he does. Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. Love, you can't stop it. Can't stop it. The Lord had his enemies, but he loved them. And he never stopped loving them.
Think about that.
The acid test of belief is behavior, and the acid test of life is love. Can't comprehend the Lord hating somebody. Benjamin Cobb followed Dan Crawford and David Livingston to Africa as a missionary, and he said, "I've come to pay my debt." There's no logic in the law of love. It doesn't really make sense. But Christianity is logical. Isaiah said, "Come, let's reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow." I think we're down to verse 18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And again, he loved me when I was unlovely, when I was unlovable. And still, he loved me. Verse 20, if a man say, "I love God and hate his brother," he's a liar. There's a counterfeit in love sometimes, and here it is. Let me read it again. If a man say, "I love God and hate his brother," he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
Right.
In 21, here's the commandment. And this commandment have we from, it's not a suggestion we have from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. It's a progressive love. Progressive. We've got a little bit of time here. Let's start chapter 5. It says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Now, I hadn't been saved very long, about a year. Someone told me you ought to read the Bible every day. So I was reading the Bible every day, and I stumbled across this right here. Back in those days, people used to say a lot, you'd hear it a lot in different places, "You must be born again." And that's Greek to me. I didn't understand "you must be born again," but I had been born again, and I was reading my Bible, and I come through here and it says, "Whosoever," I figured, hey, that's me. Hey, I can get in under that, "whosoever." Believe it. I said, well, hey, that was me. I just did that a while back. Believe it. that Jesus is the Christ, I said, well, hey, I believe that, is born of God. There's your definition for being born again. Anybody in here believe that Jesus is the Christ?
Yeah.
Hey, if you better be careful, you might be born again.
Yeah.
Better watch out. You might just accidentally be born again.
Yeah.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. That's what the book says. And everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten. Now, the word begat means birth or born. And then begotten, that would be birthed of or whatever. So let's see. Let's read it again. And everyone that loveth Him that begat, see, He that begat, God begat me. I didn't birth myself.
Right.
So, everyone that loveth Him that begat, that would be if you love God right there. He's the one that begat. Loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. Well, that would be me. I'm the one that's birthed. He begot me. So what it says is, if you love one, you love the other. Let's read it one more time. And everyone that loveth Him that begat, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. Sort of repeat there from chapter 4. See, this is necessary. It's being born again is necessary. If you just accidentally stumbled into senior class here and you've never been born again, I highly recommend it. It's a necessity. You need to be born again. You must be born again. It's in red letters. That's what the Lord said. You must be born again. Is Jesus the Christ? It's in chapter 5 right here. Let's look at it and see. Now, chapter 5, let's read some verses on there. Skip down to verse 5. Well, no, let's read all in between. Verse 2. By this we know, let me ask you, do you know that you're born again? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Brother Dennis's daughter went down there to Bible college, and they had all these rules and regulations. And those around her was whining about him. She said, well, so what? It's just what we've always done. She said, it's what I always did at home.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Not a big change down here. Didn't bother her. The commandments wasn't grievous to her. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you a whatsoever?
Yeah.
I figured out I was a whatsoever. Well, we saw the other day we're creatures and things and it's. How about a whatsoever? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Don't miss this. Verse 5 is fun. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Anybody in here believe that Jesus is? Well, guess what? You're an overcomer, according to the Bible. Let's read it again. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Guess what? You're on the winning side. You're already glorified. You're already over on the other side just waiting on your new body. An overcomer. Don't get too excited, but you're an overcomer. Your name is already there. You're a citizen. You've got dual citizenship. Verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There's three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree with one. Verse 7 is omitted in the NIV Greek. Not just in the NIV, that's omitted in the Greek that the NIV came out of. Probably makes it easier to understand.
Yeah.
Hey, the Spirit of God said Jesus was the Christ. Let's look at it in John 1. John wrote it down, so John said Jesus was the Christ.
Yes.
I think He's the Christ. John 1, 32, starting in 32. And John bare record saying, I saw a spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he had sent me to baptize with water. The same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw him bear record that this is the Son of God.
Yeah.
John said that Jesus was the Christ, that he was the Son of God. Let's look at Matthew 3:17. Matthew 3:17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. The voice believes that Jesus is the Christ. Well, if the voice believes it and John believes it, and the Spirit believes it, I think I'm going to go ahead and believe it. Mark 1:11. I'm glad the voice believed it. Mark 1:11. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Well, that voice is the Father. The Father believed it. He believes that Jesus is the Christ. Luke 3:22. And the Holy Ghost descending in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee am I well pleased. Well, Luke believes it, Mark believes it, Matthew believes it, John believes it, the Holy Ghost believes it. Let's go back to 1 John. 4. And we already read, or 5, we already read these verses. In verse 6, the Spirit believes He's the Christ. Verse 7, the Father believes it. Verse 8, the Spirit believes it. And I think I'm just going to go ahead and believe it.
Yes, amen.
That Jesus is the Christ. I'd be in good company if I did.
Yes, amen.
We'll quit a little bit early for extra fellowship here today on the 40th. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.